I just got through with the chiropractor today, and now I'm down to one appointment every couple of weeks. So I seem to be making some good headway on my hamstring problem. And I'm in my car right now. I just left the doctor's office, and I thought I'd give you a little update on what's been going on with me and my training for the past week or so. I haven't really done a lot of training. I mean, it doesn't seem like I have. I know my training weeks start on Sunday and finish on Saturday, so including the half marathon that I did on the 20th, that week I ended up getting 26 miles in. So I ran another additional 13 miles that week. So I guess I can't say I didn't do anything, but it just doesn't seem like it, because I think I ran in like a 4-miler and a 5-miler and a 4-miler. And then I took off, Saturday and Sunday. No, maybe I did something on, I don't know. I can't even keep up with it. That's how bad it is. Anyway, the only thing I've done this week started on Sunday. I didn't do anything on Sunday. I didn't do anything on Monday. Yesterday was Tuesday, and I rode my bike trainer for a half hour and got in 8 miles. And today I'm going to ride it for 48 minutes, and I don't know how far I'll get in 48 minutes. But I have been thinking about going and running a little bit also today. The forecast this morning was rain in the morning, and it did rain like during the rush hour traffic time period. Then it quit, and it's dry right now, but it's really overcast, and it looks like it may rain again. So I plan on doing my bike trainer ride, and then if it's still not raining, then I'll go out after a while and maybe get in 3 or 4 miles. It just depends. And I guess since my official training for Peachtree doesn't start until close to the end of April, I'm not on a training plan right now. But there is a Atlanta Track Club 15K race that I want to run around, I think it's around the 18th of April. So I'm going to have to do some kind of work between now and then just to stay in shape so I can do that 15K. And it's not an A race. It's about a C or D in my category here of races. It's really just going to be a training run that I'd like to run at a decent pace, faster pace than what I did the half marathon at. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but I intend on trying to do something every week to until that race so that I'm not out of shape. I know I at one time had the brilliant idea of what maybe I might do is run 3 days a week and do 10 miles three times a week, but I've kind of nixed that program. I just don't see the benefit of it. I mean, it's not going to make me faster. It may deepen my base, but I don't think it's going to make a significant difference in my speed. So maybe what I'll do is just try to do some of the first program for a little while. Now, one thing I've done, and I intend to do, and I don't know how this is going to impact my 10K training. I may just use it instead of my 10K plan that I was going to use, is since Kevin and Jeff Galloway are doing this Galloway edition of their podcast together, and they're going to go through, starting in April, training for like a fall marathon. I ordered Jeff Galloway's training book, and it came with one of his run, walk, run timers, which is basically a Gym Boss, which I already have, so I'm going to end up with two of them. But it was a discounted deal where you got the training book and the timer for a certain price. So I went ahead and purchased that, and what I plan on doing is starting that program when they start their podcast and work my way through it. At least that's what I envision in my mind. I think that's what they're going to do, is they're going to do their podcast as they work their way through a training program. And I thought that that would be a good way to like force me to stay on a plan and do it the way I should do it, instead of some of the times I get off on a tangent and do crazy things. And I mentioned it to Laura last night. I got her to put Skype on her computer, and she's got it on her iPod Touch now also, and we're going to do some podcasts on my Lost Trail Runner feed using Skype. I told her what we'd do is I'd email her a list of things we're going to talk about, and then we can go on Skype and talk about them, and I can record them, and then we can do the Lost Trail Runner podcast like that when we're not running. We're planning on running on Friday, so I may do some recording for that other podcast at that time. I don't know. And what was strange is I went on Facebook last night on the Extra Mile Galloway Edition Facebook page and put on there that I had my timer and I had ordered the training book. And I got an email from Kevin this morning saying I won some Gabby bars to send my address to him. So I've got to go home and send him an email and get some of these Gabby bars and see how they are. And I'll let you know. But I thought that was kind of interesting. I hadn't even thought about winning anything. I didn't even know there was something they were giving away. But, hey, I take it. Sounds good to me. Anyway, that's what my update is for today, and I hope that I didn't ramble on too much and made a little bit of sense. And I'll give you another update sometime soon. See you later.